In our previous year, we began a discussion about an oral. Reb Moshe, in the Shailos HaTshuvos, Igros Moshe, Chelek Beis Orachayim, Simen Lamed Gimel, Anaf Beis, asks a question. As we quoted the Gemara in the previous year, the Gemara had two drushes. One for the Aral Bosser, that a Kohen who's an Aral Bosser can't have a bris. And one was for an Aral Lev. Mishnah Snaku Masov La'ovev Sheba Shamayim can't have a bris. As Reb Moshe, these two disqualifications are totally different one from the other. So how can we assume that somebody that we should learn Aral Lev from Aral Bosser or Aral Bosser from Aral Lev? What is the connection between the two of them? So he says, from here we see that what the Torah is teaching us, what the Pasuk in Yecheskel is teaching us, as explained in our Gemara, that indeed a Ben Necher and a Aral Lev and a Aral Bosser really are one and the same soul. That the Torah is teaching us that they're considered like a Nochri. That both of these people, by not doing the right thing, they're considered like a Nochri. And based on this, Reb Moshe explains the opinion of the Bach. The Bach in Or HaChaim, Simen Chof Chof Ches Sif Kot Sif Chof Chof Gimel, says that since Birkus Kahanim is considered an Avodah, so he says the same that we're learning in our Gemara, that an Oral is not allowed to do the Avodah, the same thing is that he's not allowed to Duchen. The Magen Avraham disagrees, and he says, just because he's possible for the Avodah, shouldn't make that he should be possible, just because he's possible for the Avodah, should not disqualify him from doing the Siyas Kapayim. Why? Because just like we find that a Balmum is not allowed to do the Avodah, but he is allowed to Duchen. Similarly, we'll say that just because he's not allowed to, do the Avodah in the Oral doesn't mean he can't Duchen. Perhaps this Machloikus of the Magen Avraham and the Bach can be connected to a different Shiloh. The Pasuk says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu to make a bris milah, says the Pasuk, Hes'alech lefonai ve'yei tomim. Says Rashi, Shekoz man sha'or lebecha atabamum lefonai. Rashi says Rashi, that as long as you are a oral, you consider balmum. As the Meshech Chachma, if every oral is considered a balmum, so why does our Gemara that we began in the previous Shia say, oral menolam, from where do we know that an oral is disqualified to do the Avodah? The Gemara said, very simple, Rashi taught us that oral is a balmum, and we've already established that our balmum is possible to avoid. So we see from here, perhaps, that what the Torah is teaching us is that an oral is a new type of balmum. An oral is a new type of balmum, and even though every balmum maybe is allowed to do duchening, an oral falls into a new category. And perhaps that's the machloikis, the Bach and the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham holds that an oral is like every balmum, and just like every balmum may do duchening, so too may an oral. On the other hand, the opinion of the Bach is no, that we see that an oral is a whole new category. And even though a Baal Mum maybe may do the duchening, an oral may not. The Bir Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Aruchayim, Simen, Kuf Chav Ches, Divrei Hamaskel Vimnenes, discusses what is indeed the Halacha about an oral doing duchening. And he says that there's a difference between an oral ba'oinis and an oral b'mezit. An oral that didn't have a bris, machmas oinis, mesu echov machmas mila. So as we learned in our previous year, according to Tosfos, such an individual is not considered an oral altogether. And since such an individual is not considered an oral altogether, such an individual will be allowed to have a bris, will be allowed to duchen. If you have an oral, however, who deliberately did not make a bris, so everybody will agree that such an individual, even Tosfos agrees, that such an individual is considered an oral, and since such a person is an oral, he shouldn't duchen. However, says the Prima Gaudim, that if the person, even though he deliberately did not have a bris, was makabel on himself that he will have a bris, then such a person, even though he's not just an oral machmas, he's not just an oral machmas oinus, he deliberately to make a bris, that will be enough to allow him to have a, that will be enough to allow him to go duchen, to have to do nesias kabayim. There's a very interesting tshuva in the Shalos Tshuvos Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Dalet Simen Yud. He's asked a question, very, very sad question. He's asked a question, if a Rav could allow in his shul a bris milah, a bar mitzvah celebration for children, for boys who did not have a bris milah. And he quotes a Shalos Tshuvos Shoy Lameshev, that the Shoy Lameshev said that somebody who's mevatel mitzvah milah is considered as if he left Das Yehudis, and he should not be allowed to get an aliyah. And the Shoy Lameshev says that somebody who doesn't have a bris milah, the Medrash Tanchuma says, can't learn Torah, can't understand the Divrei Torah. And he quotes the Mar Nevuchim, that Aristotle could not understand what we learn in Shas because he was an oral, and an oral cannot understand Torah because not really considered part of our religion. Especially, he says, since all of us, who are we considered? B'nei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. Somebody who refuses to have a bris milah is not considered part of B'nei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. Then he goes even further to say, and this is very much connected to the machloikis of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, that we quoted in our previous year, that what will be the halacha if you have a boy who's nebelach an oral mach because meso echav mach mesmila. The question is, what will he be allowed to get an aliyah? Because he quotes the Gemara Masechta Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph that a Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu that as long as Klal Yisrael will learn and read from the Torah to say their kabbonis, mala ani aleim kilo makrivin lefonai. So we see from that Gemara that Kriyas HaTorah is like bringing a carbon. The bima on which when we read the Torah, it's considered like the Mizbeach. And that's why we know that in Sukkos, we go around the Bima with the Dalam Minim. Just like in the Beis HaMikdash, they went around the Mizbeach with the Dalam Minim. So he said, and we've learned in our Gemara, the Oral Sh'avat, that an Oral that does the Avodah, Avodasa Psula. And according to Rashi, that means even someone that's an Oral that's Meis Achmas Mila. So it could be that according to Rashi, even somebody who's an Oral Machmas Mila should not be allowed to get an Aliyah. It's a chiddush, especially we have the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. He also quotes Rabbi Cheskel Abramsi Zatzal, who was asked if a Rav may be a Masadik Kedushin for Yisrael Oral. So he says, that even though an Oral is considered a full-fledged Jew, but Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky, quoting the Rambam, says that if the father refuses to make a bris milah for his son, kaifimloi, we force him. So of course, bezman hazeh, that is impossible. We don't have, Besdin doesn't have that authority to force somebody to do something. Said Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky, perhaps the only way we could do kfiya, we could force something, bezman hazeh, is in the methods that we have, which would be not to be Masadik Kedushin, even though halachically he is a Jew and is capable to be Mekadosh and Isha. And therefore, he says very clearly, the Michas Yitzchak, that if there were people who deliberately did not make a bris milah for their children, such an individual should not, the Rav should not allow such boys to celebrate their bar mitzvah, get a aliyah in his shul.